So, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. I rejoice in your practice. I hope it's going well for you. I myself am doing a 4-month retreat, and I'm 4 weeks into my 4-month retreat. Made a special, walked over to the computer, haven't turned it on for a month. So my mind is a little bit, how would you say, spacious. So I'm probably not going to be able to manage a lot of stories. And what I thought might work would be to do a guided meditation. So in my retreat, I've been doing 7 sessions of formal meditation per day. So I will say a few things about meditation and lead you in a meditation. I think one challenge that most meditators face is when we come to the meditation cushion, there is a sense of wanting to get peaceful, wanting to be peaceful, and wanting to get rid of hindrances and suffering. So this is normal. But it does pose some challenges because we come to the sitting cushion and we already have craving for and craving not for, which is not very peaceful. So a way that we work with this is we have to depend upon mindfulness. So we do actually need to have this. You do have to want to do something about your situation. We do have to want to develop ourselves and experience peace. But once you're on the meditation cushion, then we have to adjust our attitude. I find one of the best ways to do this is to not go straight to the main meditation object, but to do a body sweeping. Because when you do a body sweeping, it's a more expansive, you're not contracting too much, and it's a way of bringing attention, awareness to the felt experience of the body in a very natural way. And then I normally like to do some metta practice because the metta practice helps to soften the attitude, takes away some of the willfulness. Because if we bring a lot of willfulness to practice, we do need to have determination. But if we bring a lot of willfulness, the mind can get brittle. And also, we can develop a kind of aversion to, oh God, do I have to go and sit again? And so try to bring some relaxation, some gentleness, and some patience. So simply closing your eyes, sitting with a very straight posture, and then being aware of the feelings on the top of the head. Simply aware of feelings that can be tingling feelings, itching feelings, numb feelings, just knowing whatever it is. Relaxed, broad awareness. Sweeping the awareness over the face now, front part of the head, just aware of the feelings. Including the ears and the back of the head, just knowing the feelings on the surface area. Sweeping the awareness over the front of the neck and the back of the neck. Aware of the feelings in your shoulder area, and consciously relaxing, letting go of any holding tension. Bringing awareness to the chest area, upper chest area, simply aware of the feelings. Parts of the body will be warmer, parts will be cooler. Sweeping the awareness over the upper abdomen, lower abdomen, back up to the shoulders again, simply aware of the feelings, relaxing any tension. Sweeping your awareness down the back of your back, the upper part of the back, over the shoulder blades. The middle part of the back, the lower back. And now feeling your bottom as it's pressing against the floor, the cushion, the chair, just aware of that pressure. Again, coming back to the shoulders, this time the right shoulder. Sweep the awareness down over the arm, the upper arm, front part, back part. Aware of the right elbow, forearm, front and back. Aware of the palm, feelings in the palm of the right hand. Aware of the backside of the right hand, maybe pressing in your lap. Include the fingers, include the thumb. Now gently coming back up the arm, right shoulder, switching over to the left shoulder. Sweeping your awareness down your left arm, upper arm, front and then back. Aware of the elbow area of the left arm, front and back. Sweeping awareness down over the forearm of the left arm, front and then back. Aware of the feelings in the palm of your left hand. Feelings at the back of your left hand. Include the fingers and the thumb. Moving the awareness now once again to feel the bottom pressing against the meditation cushion or the chair, the floor. Simply aware of that pressure, aware of the body sitting. Sweeping the awareness over the right leg, upper side of the leg, lower side of the leg, the thigh area. Wherever the knee, front and back. Aware of the lower right leg, shin area, calf muscle. And aware of the feelings on the upper side of the right foot. And then the feelings on the sole of the right foot, including the toes. Once again, just aware any tension, relaxing. Bringing awareness back up the leg, over the shin, over the thigh, over to the left side, sweeping awareness over your left upper leg, left lower leg. The knee, aware of the front and back of the left knee. Over the shin, the left knee and the back of the calf muscle. Aware of the ankle area. Aware of the feelings on the top of the left foot, the underside of the left foot, and then the toes, relaxing. Going back to the shoulders, aware of this upper body area. Now we will bring our mindful awareness to be aware of in and out breathing, the natural breath, but first taking a deep breath. Aware of the feelings, nose, chest, abdomen. Breathing out long, relaxing. One more deep breath. Breathing in deep. Breathing out long. Relaxing. The first couple of minutes, I encourage you to be aware of the entire body of breath, all of the feelings as the breath comes in at the nose, down through the chest, into the abdomen. You notice that the abdomen expands on the out-breath, the abdomen contracts a little. Different feelings in these different parts of the body, simply aware, breathing in, nose, chest, abdomen. Breathing out, aware, abdomen, chest, nose, allowing the breath to become normal, natural, but knowing the entire body of breath. If it is your usual habit to be aware of the breath in a more localized area, the tip of the nose, or the chest, or the abdomen, you can now move the awareness to be in that area, having the intention to be aware of the beginning, middle, and end of the in-breath, the feelings, and aware of the feelings of the beginning, middle, and end of the out-breath. In my experience, the best attitude to bring to this anapanasati is an attitude of interest and care. It's like when you see an old friend, you're interested. How are they? Bring this attitude of simply being interested and caring, not trying to control, not contracting the mind, gently knowing with interest, taking care. The entire in-breath, aware of the feelings. Out-breath, aware of the feelings. Gentle mental recitation can be helpful. If people are sleepy, it can help give the mind something to do. If people are thinking, it can help gently restrain the thinking mind. The Thai forest tradition, we're often using the syllables butto, aware of the in-breath, gentle mental recitation but, aware of the out-breath, mental recitation, toe, put, toe. Aware of the in-breath, put, aware of the out-breath, toe. Lord Buddha, awake, aware, awakened, liberated, through having cultivated great mindfulness. After his enlightenment in Bodh Gaya, Lord Buddha was reviewing his accomplishment, and he saw that the four foundations of mindfulness, when cultivated, lead to the deathless and merge in the deathless, the unconditioned Nibbana. Butto, synonymous with awakening. The problem unenlightened beings face is that there is ignorance. Because of ignorance, there is greed, hatred, and delusion. Ignorance is sometimes described as forgetting. Mindfulness is sometimes described as right recollection. Knowing the feeling of a breath is part of mindfulness of the body. When there are thoughts, simply know a thought as a thought, not I, not mine, simply knowing and letting go. The mind needs objects, so that's why we have a meditation object. We give the mind a wholesome object. When we give the interest to knowing the feeling of the breath, we're not giving the interest to other things. When we consistently maintain awareness of the in and out breath, the five hindrances tend to get less. Less craving for, less craving not for, less sleepiness, less restlessness, less doubt. More presence of mind, awareness gently flowing with the awareness of the feelings of in and out breathing. As that sense of presence of mind becomes more established, it's as though you're able to rest in that which knows while still being aware of the in and out breath. In Thai, they call this the puru, or that which knows. Resting in this awareness while still giving the interest to caring for, knowing the feelings, beginning, middle, and end of each in and out breath. When thoughts arise, aware of a thought, not grasping, not identifying, not thinking the next thought, allowing it to fall away. Coming inwards. Aware of the in-breath, put. Aware of the out-breath, do. Other feelings in the body, pain in the knee, pain in the shoulder, vedana nusati, aware of feelings, feelings as just feelings. Sometimes pleasant, sometimes painful, oftentimes neutral. When we are consistently mindful of the breathing, different feelings arise. There may be some rapture, tranquility, pleasant, cool. another meditation method that can be very useful for people doing intensive meditation retreats is the loving kindness or metta. Still aware of the breath, but this time we change our noting. On the in-breath, we make the wish. May I be well. Placing your awareness in the heart center, and just having a look. What's going on there? Is it relaxed? Is it peaceful? Is it content? Is there pain? Is it challenged? First of all, just having a feel, a look and a feel. Allowing it to be exactly the way it is and simply aware of it, bathing it with awareness. When we make these wishes, may I be well, may I be happy, not trying to push anything away, you're simply adding kindness, friendliness, gentleness. Whatever it is, it's okay. Making the wish, breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. We do have the intention to bring a certain quality of warmth, a type of pure type of love. Not affection, not romantic. Loving friendliness, kindness. Embracing the heart area with this quality of kindness, pervading the chest area with this kindness, breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. Breathing in, may I be well, the warmth of loving kindness arising in the heart area. Breathing out, may I be happy, loving kindness filling the chest area. I'm going to add one more person now on the out-breath. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, you think of your teacher, Lompo Anan. May Ajahn Anan be well. May Ajahn Anan be happy. We have to, for metta to work, we have to mean it. It's not just words. We have to have a sincere commitment on the in-breath, sincerely committing to be kind to this being, conventionally speaking, may I be well. Breathing out, may Ajahn Anan be well, be happy, be healthy. Breathing in, the warmth of loving kindness spreading through your upper body. May I be well. Breathing out, radiating loving kindness outwards. Imagine Ajahn Anand's face in front of you smiling. Coming back to just oneself, breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. Think of someone else now, perhaps a mentor or a parent or a good friend, someone for whom it's easy to feel kindness towards. Include them. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may this other person be well, be happy, be safe. Imagine them smiling. Again, coming back just to oneself, breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. Sincerely holding this loving kindness in the heart. The warmth of loving kindness, loving acceptance, goodwill. Unconditional love. Many people want to experience more peacefulness in the 11 benefits of loving kindness sutta. Lord Buddha explains those who cultivate loving kindness, their minds become peaceful easily, quickly. Loving kindness is a Brahma Vihara, a divine abiding. Breathing in, may I be well. Bathing the heart with loving kindness. Breathing out, may I be happy. Now we're going to stretch the loving kindness a little bit. There's about 200 people joining this meditation right now online. You don't need to think of their name or where they are. Just have the intention in your heart that they be well, they be happy. Breathing in, may I be well. The warmth of loving kindness arising in your heart, in your chest area. Breathing out, may these 200 Kalyanamitta meditating in this same moment, in this same world, in this retreat, may they be well, may they be happy, may they be safe. As Buddhists, well, we can think a little bit, what does it mean to be well? What does it mean to be happy? It might mean being diligent and disciplined, consistent in your practice so that you have less hindrances and feel more peace, maintain well-being, recognizing kilesa more quickly, having the mental strength and resolve to let it go as it arises, inclining the mind to wholesome meditation objects as a habit. That's what it would mean to be well, to be happy. So as fellow meditators, that's what we can wish. Breathing in, may I be well. May my spiritual powers grow and blossom. Breathing out. May these 200 Kalyanamitta around the world be well, be happy. May their spiritual powers blossom. Grow. Similarly, the Buddha, after his enlightenment, in one of his weeks meditating around the area of the Bodhi tree, saw that these five powers, when cultivated, made much of, merge in the deathless: faith, energy, mindfulness, concentration, and wisdom. Right now you're cultivating mindfulness and wisdom. A little bit of samadhi, you get more energy. You already have faith, but we can deepen our faith. When the mind is peaceful, then we can see. Mind states arise, stay for some time, and cease. They're not I, not me, not mine. That's wisdom, seeing the three characteristics. Coming back to just oneself, breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. Holding gentle warmth and kindness in the heart area. And just for a few breaths, stretching our capacity, breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may all beings be well. Breathing in, may I be happy. Breathing out, may all beings be happy. Breathing in, may I be well, may I be happy. Breathing out, may all beings be well, be happy. Coming back to just oneself, breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. Gentle, kind, loving, friendly attitude. Coming back to the breath awareness now, making the object being aware of feelings. Gently knowing the feeling of the in-breath, beginning, middle, and end. Space, feelings of an out-breath, beginning, middle, and end. Settling into knowing this awareness of the in and out breathing. Aware of the in-breath put. Aware of the out-breath do. Put. So. Buddham. Been meditating for about 45 minutes. Hopefully, there's a nice sense of presence of mind, clarity. Could we encourage you now to take this awareness, this mindfulness, and simply be aware of the hair on your head? Still broadly knowing when there's an in-breath and an out-breath, but simply placing this mindfulness to know hair as hair. Can use the word if it helps you. Breathing in, kesa. Breathing out, kesa, or hair. Hair of the head. Breathing in, aware of the hair. This is pertaining to the banya, spiritual power, simply knowing the body is made of parts, separate parts, not I, not mine. Placing this awareness at the top of the head and knowing hair is hair. There's a dry quality. It's made of earth element. Breathing in, kesa. Breathing out, hair of the head. And coming back to knowing the feelings of the breath, beginning, middle, and end of an in-breath, put, beginning, middle, and end of an out-breath, do. Breathing in, aware of the feelings. Breathing out, aware of the feelings. Breathing input, breathing out, do. Like you to place your mindful awareness in the area of your mouth now and be mindful of teeth, simply knowing teeth as teeth. Still aware of the breath broadly, breathing in, danta in Pali, breathing out, teeth. Mindfully aware of this part of the body, simply knowing teeth as teeth. Breathing in, danta. Breathing out, teeth. And coming back to the awareness of the breath, breathing input, breathing out, do. Aware of the feelings of the in-breath, aware of the feelings of the out-breath. Last little bit of body contemplation. Becoming aware of your spine, just placing your awareness at this big, long vertebrae, bones stacked on one another, in the middle of your body, holding your body upright. Breathing in, aware of the backbone, ati, bones. Breathing out, aware. Bones. Placing the mindfulness, simply knowing there's a spine, a backbone, a row of vertebrae, hard, white material. Simply knowing bones as bone, breathing in ati, breathing out bones. And coming back to the awareness of the breath, breathing in, put, knowing the feelings, breathing out, do, knowing the feelings. In general, it's recommended if we have quite a bit of irritation and aversion, we need to cultivate quite a bit of metta. If the mind tends towards more lust, sexual energies, then we need to cultivate the body awareness. Most people have some of each, so it's generally understood that it's good to do some metta bhavana and some nature of the body meditation. Keep the hindrances somewhat pacified. Then it's easier to be with the awareness of the in and out breathing. So during this retreat, you still have a few more days, you can experiment. If you do a body sweeping first, is the mind more relaxed or is it more awake? If you spend some time cultivating metta, generating the metta citta, is it easier to be with the in and out breathing? If the presence of mind is good, there's some stability. Can you be mindful of body parts? See earth element as earth element. Sounds a bit boring, but if the mind is genuinely peaceful and the mind really does see a body part as its element, it's a very, very peaceful. This is upekkha, brahmavihara, deep, deep, deep peacefulness, equipoise, balance, absence of hindrances, no one suffering, no hindrances. So that brings us to the close of this guided meditation today. If you'd like to share merit with somebody, some people, or all beings, you can do that now as you prefer. I'll be going back to my retreat now. I'll say bye-bye now. No need to take leave or bow. Just continue meditating as I will. I wish you well.